Hey guys, it's me, boy Eli.
Be
Hey, it's
Joe.
it's me, Daniel, again.
yo, hey, look, we're all back together, and that usually means one, a very important thing. It's that time of year again where we talk about the Game Awards. And yes, well, this will be actually a little over shorter compared to our other ones, because there's two big things to talk about when it comes to this Game Award. We won't talk about all the categories. We'll talk about, I think we agreed on three
Yeah,
categories.
I think
Two of
I.
them are pretty obvious because they're the big talks of the town, one of them being more than the other. But we're definitely going to be talking about some stuff. I think we'll just start off with the easiest. Most anticipated game. And Joey, what are our who are our candidates for this anticipated game?
The most anticipated games are Death Stranding 2, Metroid Prime 4, Ghost of Yote, the sequel to Ghost of Tsushima, GTA 6, and Monster Hunter Wilds.
Yes, and we all have it all pulled up our own end to see how things are going. So I would not be surprised. This is how we usually tend it. We give out the nominations and all that stuff, and then we give each our own thoughts. I would probably give it to maybe Death Stranding. No, like in my heart of hearts, I want to say Metroid Prime 4, but it's gonna be either GTA 6 or Death Stranding. I'm gonna go with GTA 6.
Like it's pretty obvious it's going to be Grand Theft Auto 6, but if Grand Theft Auto 6 wasn't there, I'd probably go with Metroid Prime 4. We literally waited like since that's a I think since 2017 when it was first
I
announced.
think so. Yeah, I'm
Yeah,
pretty sure it was that
it
2017 E3,
like
and
we
it's
waited
and
longer than Bayonetta fans as they were waiting for Bayonetta 3.
yeah.
It's it. The development is cycle for that game is legendary, is one of those legendary ones at this point, because
Yeah,
it's taken
so
so long.
yeah, just to give you a brief rundown, originally Bandai Namco was developing the game, and then things didn't go where Nintendo was hoping it would go to, so they decided to cancel development with whatever Bandai Namco was doing and started all over from the very beginning from scratch with Retro Studios here in Texas. So that's why it's taken a bit longer than expected, because again, like they started from scratch completely from the ground up for Metroid Prime 4 with the
Yeah.
original devs that that started the sub-series.
Yeah, but it looked good because I remember that was it this year or last year that they revealed that trailer?
Nah, it was this year.
That trailer looked good. I was hyped.
Yeah.
Especially since they was it just Metroid Prime 1 or just the other games too that got remastered? I
Like,
think.
I'm hoping they'll release the other two, but yeah, as of right now, we only have the first one remastered.
That one was fun. I forgot how fun that game was.
Yeah.
And atmospheric. Joel, your thoughts on who are you on the same boat as all of us?
Well, I mean, obviously you went with GTA 6. I mean, that's kind of what we're all agreeing, but Daniel definitely put up a good case for Metroid Prime 4. Honestly, I kind of want to, I guess if we're talking about who wins, like honestly, I feel like Death Stranding maybe, because I don't know. I'll go against the grain here, because I mean, obviously GTA 6, like,
Beam to hell.
Yeah, like obviously that game will make so much money, like more money than 2K can ever see in a bank vault or whatever. But like, I think Death Stranding,
I was
I
gonna say
mean,
countries will be founded upon
yeah, like soon, like Rockstar is gonna have the net gross of like freaking some small European country at this point, right?
Yeah.
Comes to GTA 6 launch, but I don't know. I feel like Death Stranding 2 could win. I mean, sequel of like Kojima game. I mean, yeah, sure people. We're kind of mixed on the original Death Stranding, but I think more people have come around to it, right? So, just one of those things.
Doesn't help that Kojima's very good friends with Jeff Keighley.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he can buy votes, though, right?
Nah, I don't think so, because I know Death Stranding was nominated for Game of the Year as well, but actually, I don't think it even was, if I remember.
Think it was, but I don't think it won.
Nah, I think it was nominated for a category, but I don't think it was Game of the Year, so because
No, I don't
it
think it
was that
was.
mixed.
There's only one way to find out. I'll Google it in the meantime. So we're getting like GTA 6,
Death
and Death
Stranding.
Stranding 2, which makes sense. And of course, we would like to go into more categories, but Let's go into the next category that will essentially be one of our longer talking points, hence why we kind of have to shorten it down, is best fighting of the year. Games are essentially combat games, 1v1. So just read the description, just tell us who's been nominated.
Yeah, so Dragon Ball Sparking Zero, right? Granblue Fantasy versus Rising, the Marvel versus Capcom Fighting Game Collection Arcade Classics. I wanted to read the full title. Multiverses and Tekken 8.
One of these is not like the other. One of these things is I love Marvel vs. Capcom. I think we all do. Daniel just received the physical copy because it came out today.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, he's got it in his
And
hands.
the
He's very bad.
little tiny comic book that came inside.
Yeah, no, that's weird, but
Like,
sure.
here's my hand. It literally fits the palm of my hand.
It literally does. It's pocket size. Pocket sand, one will.
I mean, because it's all small, I don't need a backboard for it. I'll use the game case to hold it.
Yeah. Grand Blue Fantasy Rising is a good game. But I mean, they're all good games. But the thing I would probably give it to would probably be Tekken 8. As much as I love Marvel's Capcom Collection, I do feel like it's just a collection, not like a new game, right?
I mean, yeah, I mean, I completely understand, but I mean, this is the first time where we actually gotten like proper releases of some of these games, like X-Men: Children of the Atom. I don't think that was it was ever given a, like a console port before, and The Punisher, a game that was considered to be very violent even by Capcom standards at the time. So it was kind of cool to get that as well. But even trying to cut us some slack with that, I mean, it is just a collection and it has all the games that we all want, especially MVC2, the game that we all wanted to get re-released for such a long time.
Oh yeah. It's one of those things like I love it, but I don't know if I want to give it the full like acceptance, I think Maximum said it best if it was like about game preservation. Yeah, that definitely wins. But I would kind of have to give it to Tekken 8. Daniel, who do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it you kind of have to give it a Tekken 8. It's literally the biggest fighting game that came out this year.
Joe?
I don't know, because I won't lie, it is kind of interesting the category in terms of like the contenders. Like, I guess not to get into semantics, but like out of the true fighting games, right? Like the it's obviously Marvel vs. Capcom, Tekken 8, and Granblue, right? You got your arena fighter in Dragon Ball Sparking, which I mean got a lot of hype, right? It did technically have more numbers on Steam than Tekken 8. So,
I mean,
there's
Sparking Zero,
that.
it is a lot of fun. I hear like people saying like, we should have a Sparking Zero Beyond Evil now, and it's like, I like your enthusiasm,
I
but
mean, that game is not meant to be balanced whatsoever, so that would not be fun to watch.
yeah, like big difference between like the reason Dragon Ball Fighter Z was a game at EVO is because it works like a fighting game. It's balanced out to make sure like no character's stronger than the other or anything like that. With Dragon Ball Sparking Zero, it's pretty much like lore accurate. So you want to struggle and try to win a game with Mr. Satan, you're more than welcome to try, but it's not going to be easy.
Nope, it ain't. And then, of course, the other one, Multiverses, right? Your
Okay,
Smash clone, right?
we're definitely gonna be talking about
Which I mean, obviously, I think the big controversy with that game was, I think, what was it like that? What, 2 years ago? Was it 2 years
Yeah, so
ago?
like 2 or 3 years
No,
ago, yeah, like it was. What?
was it three, four?
I
There's no way it was
don't.
4 years ago, dude. No,
Or maybe it was two. Like, okay, not four, but either two or three. Maybe
it was at
two.
least somewhere between 2020 and now.
Because it did took a year for to I don't know, like get their stuff together and try to make it better when it re-released, right?
Yeah, because the soft launch, like the open beta, released in 2022.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So it was 2 years ago.
Yeah,
I don't know why I thought it was longer.
so it was currently in a beta format at that time, and it was going against some other games. I was expecting the King of Fighters 15 to win that category, but
We
Multiverses
all
came in.
did. We were shocked to find out that it was multiverses.
Yeah, and then they got shut down for like like a year, like we mentioned, and we all just thought to ourselves, so this is the game that beat KOF 15 for fighting game of the year?
It was a beta the whole time.
Yeah.
That's the weird thing about it.
I mean, it wasn't the
No
first
one
time either.
knew.
It wouldn't be the first time that a beta got nominated too, because I remember back in 2017, let's see, PUBG, about Players Unknown or what, or that game. That was in its that game was currently in its beta when it was nominated for Game of the Year, along with Super Mario Odyssey, Breath of the Wild, Persona 5, and even
I
like even the I think that even the dev team behind the game was like, we're still in beta. If we win, we will not accept it because we honestly don't feel that we earned it while the game is not fully released or completed.
Well, I respect that. I was gonna say, to be fair, I feel like PUBG is more of a live service game, kind of like a Fortnite. So I can kind of see where they're going with. But with like multiverses, no one knew it was beta. Everyone, when they were like, "Hey guys, so we're shutting down the beta," I was like, "Wait, it was a beta this whole time? What? No one knew, except for the developers." And it's just so weird. I might be rewriting history or anything like that, but like, I thought it was really strange that we're like, "Hey, yeah, we're not a full game yet."
Yeah, and I obviously again, like that's just the weird thing about having been the beta and winning that award in 2022. Now it's back 2 years later as a full release as a live service game, and I feel like I think we can all agree it probably won't win again.
No, it can't.
Simply
No.
because, like, yeah, when Multiverses, the beta came out, people were really into it, right? They're like, oh, this is cool. This is a unique concept. We're about to do like a Smash clone kind of game, right? But now, with the full release and just how sort of negatively it's been received,
Oh
where, due to a lot of stuff like the microtransactions and, stuff like that.
like even I given it like a try again, and while I did try to have some fun here and there, like there were some weird issues. I remember back when Jason Voorhees was first released, I found some there's like a weird glitch online where basically I'm just stuck to a character through the whole match, and either had to commit to suit again to get us both separated or just time out the clock.
Yeah.
And yeah, and like it honestly didn't feel that much different from the beta, if I remember, because everything felt kind of slow. Like it think it was a little faster, but I don't know. Like I honestly didn't feel that much of a difference from the beta.
I was gonna say a lot of people was talking about how sluggish it felt compared to the beta.
Because again, like it's been a like more than a year since I played the beta, so and I remember people were saying it felt kind of slow, and yeah, it was. So I can't tell. It's been so long. I can't tell you. Honestly, like if it was been better or slower or something like that. It's
Yeah, no, it's the it still feels very weird. I mean, the Game Awards have been treating the fighting game genre. I don't want to say intentionally, right? I don't want to point fingers, right? But it feels like it's always been kind of like a weird, category, because if when it wasn't multiverses, it was Sifu.
Yeah, but Sifu didn't win that year,
It
though.
didn't win, but it's
Yeah.
still weird that you put that in fighting game.
Right.
I get where they're going with, but it's like, compared to these other games, it's like, this is the outlier. Like, when Jump Force was nominated, I'm like, I mean, sure, I get it. It's a arena fighter. It's not a very good one, but it's sure. I think there's a lot of better games out there, because everyone's been talking about like Rivals of Aether or Uni 2 or any like other small developing fighting game that's out right now. There's like
Yeah.
a I think is that a there's that one fighting game that's like almost inspired by 80s toys, like
Right. I was gonna bring that up. Yeah. I forget. I'm trying to remember the name of it too. But yeah, like basically, you're like action figures, like fighting each other.
And then there was like, or even like I mean, this game's been out for a while, Punch Planet kind of stuff.
I mean, they could probably put some leeway with it, because when Among Us was nominated, like the game's already been out for like 2 years. It was
That's
only because
fair.
of
That's fair.
the lockdown that it got attention and people were noticing the game.
Yeah.
So it's like their decision on choosing has always been kind of weird for a lot of fighting game fans, because they choose games. Granted, it's an award show. Most of the time, it's popularity, right?
Yeah,
The games that get the most popular like reception. Honestly, like if Grand Blue being in it is kind of a sh like impressive to begin with. I'm so sorry, Joe. I know you're a big Grand Blue guy.
I mean, yeah, because now that I think about it, was the original Granblue Fantasy Versus nominated for a Game Award? Because I think it came in out in 2020, didn't it?
Yeah, it
Like
did.
early. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, it was early
Because that was the
2020.
joke.
Yeah.
It died in release.
Yeah, it died. It had a regular ass like delay-based netcode, and then pandemic happens, and then it's like, well, crap, we can't freaking play this game.
I'm looking it up just now, but just to clarify one attention question. Yes, Death Stranding was nominated for Game of the Year. It lost to dang it, I had it right here in a minute. Sekiro.
Oh yeah, no, I remember. I remember that now.
Yeah.
But continue what you were saying.
So I mean, Granblue, versus Rising, did its job, right? It's essentially he took a lot of the stuff from the original Granblue Versus, has rollback, right? It adds all these other characters, especially some fan favorites. It kind of, and granted, it still probably has some issues. I know a lot of people have issues with like some of the gameplay mechanics, but it's still a pretty cool service. I mean, I think it has like probably one of the best battle pass systems I've ever seen in my life. Like it's just straight up very cheap. And you can just grind it out, like just playing the game. Just
So the best fighting game of that year, 2020, was Mortal Kombat 11, which won.
that makes sense.
Granblue Fantasy Versus
Yeah, that's what I
One
thought.
Punch Man, a hero no a hero nobody knows,
Huh.
Arena Fighter, Street Fighter V Champion Edition, and Other Night In Birth EX Late. I'm not gonna read the rest of that.
Eunice.
Eunice, yeah.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, okay, so you
Like,
could have used Eunice in this year.
oh, or yeah, you need to,
Yeah.
yeah, but so
Yeah.
interesting.
Yeah, it's such a weird pick, but yeah.
So I think we're all in agreement that at least Tekken 8 has to be the winner.
Oh yeah, I forgot to mention. Yeah, no, I think Tekken 8. Like, listen, in my heart of hearts, Granblue Fantasy versus Rising all the way. I mean, like,
It's free.
yeah, it is technically free to play. You can have a. It's got the KI model, not necessarily. We can't buy individual characters, but you can try the game out for free. Rotates the cast, so that's pretty cool. You got Fall Guys mini games you can play. So, I don't see that in Tekken 8. Yeah.
Like, do we have bowling at ticket 8 or no?
Now we got the Bobby Ball.
Um,
We got volleyball.
yeah. Okay, never mind then. All right.
To be fair, Tekken bowling was a lot better. That's just me. Not because I was an attorney for it, I almost won.
If you're wondering who won, it was me.
Yeah, you bastard.
Yeah,
Came in third place. Made me so mad. So yeah, no, the fighting in category is really strange. But that's the second thing that caused a lot of stir with the nominations for this year's Game Awards. The first was actually the Game of the Year. Now, Joey, if you would lovely tell us who was nominated.
for Game of the Year, we have probably one of the more interesting things I've ever seen in my life. Astro Bot, the Sony game. Balotaro, Black Myth Wukong, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, Metaphor Refantasio?
Yeah, Rip Fantasio. Love it.
Fantasio.
Love
Okay,
it.
cool. And the last one, Elden Ring Shadow of the Eldritch.
Okay, so before we get into the conversation, Daniel, what did Jeff Keighley say about this year's nominations?
Yeah, so the Game Awards posted out like a notice a little bit earlier before the announcements was that they will now consider DLC or expansions, as something to be nominated for any kind of category, which is weird because if you're going to go by that rule, then there's like a whole bunch of expansions and stuff like that where that could have been considered for like for nominations. For example, Cyberpunk, what was the name of their DLC?
Liberty something.
Phantom Liberty?
Yes.
Phantom Liberty. Like, I heard great things about it, so how come
Yeah.
wasn't that nominated? Or like back with MK11, how come let's see, Aftermath, why wasn't that nominated for like best fighting game? Or but and list goes on. I couldn't name more, but I honestly can't remember any more like expansions from
Yeah.
then.
Or like expansions to like service games like Destiny.
Yeah, I guess,
Oh,
right?
that too. Yeah.
I mean, I guess if you would consider like if there was ever like an MMO category, like every WoW expansion.
Yeah,
Or
like was the Pandaria, or I don't remember. I don't know anything else. That's the only one
yeah.
I know because of the commercials they play all the time on TV.
I remember somebody, I think I remember seeing comments being like, oh, okay, then that could mean like one of the Witcher 3 expansions could have been nominated, because I know obviously Witcher, very big
Yeah,
franchise.
I think the thing about when it came to this and why, because the big elephant in the room in that decision was Elden Ring, right? Because Elden, it's a cool DLC, fun DLC, everyone loved it, but everyone's going like, really? This DLC? Because I was talking about it with someone, Phantom Liberty felt like a new take on the game, right? You weren't just adding something. It was like, okay, here's a new story, here's a new, well, it's 2.0, right? It's like a 2.0 version. It meant like it's so vastly different that you can t it com kind of is a different game, right? Like, for example, let's say if No Man's Sky OG, version one, or I'm calling it version one, right? Like base,
Release date, No
yeah,
Man's Sky.
was released, versus current No Man's Sky. Would that be good for Game of the Year? Because at that point, No Man's Sky of now is a totally different game from No Man's Sky of then.
Yeah, now that I think
Yeah.
about it, wasn't like No Man's Sky, I mean, granted, I guess it's different because it's ongoing game, right? That's always been a category of like games, like service games. I know, I think No Man's Sky was nominated for at least one of those. So wouldn't it like, couldn't it have not been maybe Game of the Year category technically? Considering how much of a rebound No Man's Sky had, right? I'm just pointing that out there.
No, yeah, that's the thing, right? It's like where does it end, right? Where like where is there's got to be some level of limitations, right? Yeah, it's just so weird. I guess we can say, or do we agree with the selection of these games? Because some of these games I kind of get, like Balatara, the card game essentially.
It's a poker roguelite, I think. Like, I haven't looked too much into
It's
it, but
apparently a really well thought out game, and it's made by like one dude as a way for him and his friends to like get into the industry.
Well, I can't say much about Balatro. I haven't played it. I heard great things about it. I think I've seen it's like only like $10 right now on Steam, so I probably will buy it, check it out, see like what's all the hype about. I'm pretty sure I'll like it. Yeah, so I won't say much about it since I never played it. Let's see. Shadows of Erdtree. I get great DLC. I personally wouldn't put it in for Game of the Year because it's like if you take the base game out, you're stuck with a DLC for nothing. Like you need to have Elden Ring to play it. So I personally wouldn't put Shadows of Erdtree in there. But yeah, because honestly, I was expecting maybe either Silent Hill 2 or Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth to be in nominated for Game of the Year.
Yeah, that's what I thought as well.
Yeah, it's weird because like I was really was expecting maybe like Silent Hill to be up there, man, because I was pleasantly surprised with the not only did Konami release a Silent Hill game that works, that isn't broken and it's good, so did Bluebear, a studio that people had doubts about for so many years, and now they came out with something great.
And like for me, I mean personally for me, if I were to choose one, I would go with Metaphor. Like nothing against all the other games, but right now Metaphor, I'm kind of itching to get back into it right now. It's such a fun game. So like I hope it's my game of the year.
I still need to get my hands on Metaphor, but I haven't played it yet. But I know that if the moment I do, I'm going to say it's gonna be my game of the year. So right now, Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth is my personal game of the year. But if I play Metaphor, that would be my game of the year.
About you?
When it comes to looking at the categories, I mean, personally,
They're all really good choices, minus the one weird one.
yeah, like I kind of want to be like the wild card and go Astro Bot, right? Just because like that's just a bit like, I mean, come on, like Sony releasing like a 3D platforming game, like that actually people really enjoy. Like it's completely different from the usual standard Sony exclusives of like,
I mean, if you want to get technical, Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart was also nominated.
I guess, to be fair.
I will say original IP.
Yeah, I guess that too, right? It's like the Astrobot game is just like, oh, Astrobot, the little like mini game that lets you like test out the PS5's features. That's getting its own like 3D platforming game. Okay, sure. I guess that'll be cool. And then it's like, oh my God, this is actually a good game. What the heck? You know?
Yeah, I mean, like
So.
Astrobot's always kind of been there, like especially since the beginning of the PS4 in a way. So just seeing like come from like a small like small game on my PS4 that I probably didn't care for because I didn't have a PS4 camera for it at the time, to now to its own big platformer that everyone loves. It's amazing.
Not, yeah.
Yeah, but although like,
I mean, you also got Final Fantasy VII, which is like, well, it's the midpoint, right? So I don't know if I would give it all the awards it deserves, but it's one of those like, I still kind of like the game.
I like Rebirth a lot. It's a fun game. I feel like they did some things that are different, that improved upon from the original on the first one on remake. And I don't know, like this year was chock full of RPGs, like Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, Like a Dragon, Persona 3, Shin Megami Tensei 5 Vengeance, Paper Mario: Thousand Year Door, P Mario and Luigi Brothership, like again, Metaphor: ReFantazio, like.
Wasn't wow, what was that one game? Was it was it like another like strategy game that came out, or strategy RPG?
Oh yeah, I think
Unicorn,
Unicorn
like
Overlord.
Unicorn Overlord. I need to really try that game. It looks really good.
No, like VanillaWare games are great, man. You should always give them a try. But yeah, like see, like this year's been nothing but RPG. So I played a bunch of them. While Final Fantasy VII is up there with me for the top RPGs that I played as of right now. Again, like I said, I haven't touched Metaphor yet. I will give it to it if I have. But so right now, it's still Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth. Like story is fun. I love the characters. Love the choice where they somehow managed to get Danny Trejo to be a villain in the game, and he's just awesome in it.
And Black Wukong is like one of those games that's like out of nowhere.
Yeah, and that isn't that also kind of an indie game too, right?
In a sense, so like we're starting to see more Soulsborne games that are inspired by Dark Souls or any other game from Software, which is cool because I think last year the game that everyone had their eyes on was Lies of P. So it's cool that we got a Pinocchio, like a dark Pinocchio, like a Soulsborne game, which was cool that everyone loved, and now we're getting another one that's based on this old Chinese story. What was it, like Journey to the West, right?
Yeah, it's turning
Yeah,
to the list.
yeah, yeah. So it's cool, and I haven't played it yet. I heard people say good things about it, so it's really cool that we got like a small team, able to create a game that big, and
Yeah, no, it's there's a lot of good choices. It's just aside from like the yeah, again, the one game that weirdly enough, a lot of people feel like it shouldn't be on there is I mean, everyone loved that DLC, and don't get me wrong, it's just I think everyone's in agreement
No,
that
yeah,
it's a
like
weird choice.
I'm sure, like I would say a good 90% of the time when you talk to someone, they'll tell you, "I love Shadow of the Erdtree. I just don't think it's warranted to be nominated for Game of the Year."
Yeah. Maybe best direction or best like art direction, one of those like one of the tiers like slightly below Game of the Year.
Like action adventure, something like that.
Yeah,
Yeah, something
like
like that. Yeah.
which is funny because the list for Game of the Year is also on the is the same list for Best Game Direction.
That I mean that tends to be
Yeah.
right.
Yeah. So,
This is also your pick?
what? No, I'm gonna go with the wild card pick. I think Astro Boy got Astrobot. I think come on, like come on.
Astro Boy. Go watch Pluto, it's really good.
But yeah, those are
It's again, it's a, we meant it for it to be shorter because most of our conversation was going to be about these weird selections between these two categories because it's kind of hard not for us not, hard for us not to talk about it, and we were it's like we could go on, but like that's kind of the main point is but yeah so we got ourselves Metaphor, Astrobot, and
Metaphor.
was your
Metaphor.
Metaphor? All right. Yeah, we're going Metaphor. I mean, me and Dan are just in sync today.
Oh boy, you guys are gonna be disappointed.
I'll be very disappointed.
You're gonna be very disappointed about Game of the
I'm
Year.
gonna be very happy though to hear the orchestra play the battle theme of Metaphor with the Escalanto singing. That's gonna be hype.
Like I love it every time, like when a game I don't expect to get be nominated gets nominated. For example, I think last year for I think it was last year or 2 years ago. I was surprised that Xenoblade Chronicles 3 got nominated for Game of the Year. So being able to hear their music play live before they revealed the winner was amazing, especially with
Oh, good.
the
That's
dude,
what I
like,
have for.
yeah, the guy playing his heart out with the flute.
Anyways, that's gonna be the end of this episode. We made sure to get it before Thanksgiving, because now we got enough time for Thanksgiving break. But yeah, if you guys enjoy what you heard, be sure to follow us on all social medias, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. We're most active on Instagram, where you find a link to all the podcasts we're officially part of, like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and all the like. And you'll find a link tree, and on the link tree, you'll find the link to our YouTube for all you audio listeners out there who want to put a face to the voice. Sure, like, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. And yeah, Patreon for any form of support. And let's see who wins. We'll be back after the winner selections, because that's gonna be, we're gonna be honest, if the game of the year goes as how we think it's gonna go, this is gonna be real interesting talks. As we're gonna be here for a while. But anyways, it's been me, your boy Eli.
Hey Joe.
And
Hey Daniel.
you guys have a good one. Peace.